subscribe to our weekly newsletter, you know that the 10 o'clock hour, you had a chance to get a nice preview with our article on seven things housing related to talk about that goes out on Thursday. And our article on our blog coincides with our 10 o'clock hour, where we dive deep on one specific topic. The month of November is finance month, so we're talking about home financing right now this Saturday with Galaxy Lending. Y'all have been a certified partner. As soon as my computer loads, I don't want to... 2013. So 5 years.
Yes.
I was gonna add a couple more to that. So glad I didn't. I was waited for that. You gotta be accurate. But in that 5 year time, Harold, I should have counted it before. I think this is about your 10th time with us on air.
I think so. Yeah, I think this is number 10.
And every time I have you on, I think the same thing. I am so glad I'm not in his industry.
Sometimes I think the same thing about yours, Romy. So it's all I know how to do, so it's good.
Well, and I'm glad. And I'm glad that we can bring what you do to our listening audience for their frame of reference as they're managing their home, as they're financing their home, as they're keeping up with projects. We've talked a lot about current interest and first-time loans and VA loans. Let's switch that scenario in this second half hour to somebody that's been in a home 20 years. We bought in 98, and we saw a huge amount of equity build in our home up to 2008. We haven't done anything. We didn't take money out. We didn't give in to the frenzy. Believe it or not, there was a lot of people that didn't. It seemed like everyone did, but overall, it wasn't the majority of the people. Then we saw all the equity just vaporize, and it's rebuilt. 20 years ago, that was a pretty nice air conditioning unit. It sounds like a jet engine starting up in the morning. Wakes up your neighbors, it starts the dog barking, and then everyone on the street's mad. Your roof, 20 years under the sun. You stand out there for 20 years and tell me how good you look after that. Your roof is about the same, that tar underneath. Things they're going to need to money invested, improvements, maintenance, have a little bit of equity. What's my thought process? What's my procedure in determining, am I going to pull money out of the equity and invest it in my home, or am I going to look for other ways to finance this, whether saving for cash? Is there a difference between pulling home equity and a second mortgage? Let's walk through that scenario.
Sure, absolutely. The first thing that most people look at is refinancing their existing mortgage to increase the balance to cash out equity in the property. And that can be a very, very good option. One of the things that we have to look at in analyzing whether or not that makes the most sense is we have to look at the current interest rate that you have on your loan now. And it's something that if you have a very low interest rate on your first mortgage now, maybe it doesn't make sense to refinance it to cash out the equity because you would increase your interest rate on the money that you've already borrowed in order to get that cash out in the equity. And so the math of that sometimes can be advantageous, sometimes not. Depends on how much equity you're looking to cash out and what the terms would be on that. So then alternatively, you might look at doing just a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit, or called HELOC. And there's some disadvantage there also. The upside is that you leave the terms of your first mortgage alone. So if you have a very low interest rate on your first and you don't want to touch it, then the HELOC is an option. But the HELOCs generally are variable rate. They're based on prime. And what's in the news right now and what we've all been hearing about is that there's continual talk of the Fed raising interest rates, and that has a direct impact on you if you have a HELOC or a second mortgage. Those second mortgage interest rates are generally higher than what you would have on a first mortgage. So to take the equity out in a second mortgage, then what we have to look at is, with that higher interest rate, is that more expensive on the second than it would be to increase the rate and increase your loan balance on the first? And so our loan originators, when you talk to them, they will help you do that math, and they'll help you make that calculation to determine what's going to be the most cost effective. What we also have to factor in there is how long you expect to continue to stay in the property. And so the timeline that you're going to be in the property also fits into the equation on what the better option is as far as cash out on the first mortgage or home equity loan.
And when you say there's talk about the rise, how long is it talk before something happens?
Generally, and when we hear it in the news, it's coming. And so, you know, there is the expectation that there should be another rate increase by the Fed before the end of the year. That generally happens in 0.25% increments. And so we should see another increase coming. And then the other indicators where that might be the case is we also see the economic reports where unemployment is very low right now, and economy indicators are strong right now. And so when those kinds of economic reports are happening, generally what follows is a rise in interest rates.
And when we're looking at taking out a loan option in our home, whether it's a home equity line of credit, second mortgage, whatever the case may be, to reinvest back into the home for repair projects, maintenance, and upgrade. We talked earlier about the 25% to 30% ratio to income. You don't want your mortgage to be any higher than that. Are we still trying to stay in that same 15 to 30%, or because we're using this to invest in the home, are we going up to 40%,
no,
35%?
We still want to stay in that. If we're looking at house payment, we still want to stay in that 25 to 30% range for a house payment. Whether it's just a first mortgage or a combination of first and second, the combination of first and second is still your house payment, should still be 25 to 30%. But what we're talking for those homeowners that have been in the house since 1998, hopefully their income has increased in the 20 years since they purchased the home then. And so there is room in those debt ratios to increase the mortgage a bit in order to invest it back into the property. Because, if you haven't gotten a raise in 20 years, then
you need a better job.
Yeah, maybe there's other things to look at.
And over that 20-year period of time, in a lot of industry and in, you know, a free economy, your income has probably outpaced that debt ratio pretty significantly. I know when I look back at what I was making 20 years ago, I was in high school 20 years. I wasn't making anything. So from where I started in the working force to today, it's definitely outpaced significantly what – that debt ratio. If we went to look at a refinance right now, we're probably looking at 15% to stay under that 25%. Where when I first got in that loan, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what have I done?
I think we all
I'm have, a slave to my house now.
I think we all had that at first. Also, I just found out that I must be much older than you because I was not in high school 20 years ago. So, yes.
The beard throws people off.
What we've seen is that while the general guideline for where your ratio should be for your house payment, that has really been the same the entire time. And so what we should see is that if you've been in your home for that length of time, your income probably has increased. And so you're still going to fit into the debt ratio guidelines. And of course, it is just a guideline. Ideally, if your house payment were less than 25% of your monthly income, then you're in a savings mode. You're living well beneath your means, and that's always a good place to be.
And that puts you in a better position for those maintenance projects, because if you're saving that, you've got the cash reserve to be doing the continual maintenance without having to go to a refinance. But you know, life's expensive, especially
yes.
You add kids. You add everything. It seems like every day there's a new expense. And the longer we're in the home, the more those can accumulate on us without us even being aware of it. Problems manufacture and fester themselves that we never even notice until, like a water leak is a great example. It can be hidden for a couple years until all of a sudden you start seeing water spots on your drywall and you pull it down and there's this huge mold problem that we've got this big remediation project that, you know, nobody was planning for or anticipated. You know, those things happen. This is just part of life and home management.
It is. Or like I had last year, like right as guests were arriving for a pool party, then that's when we found out the upstairs shower was leaking down into the wall because water started pouring through the ceiling.
And we had somebody in our office that just had a pipe burst.
Yeah. And there is a very famous party at Casa de Romero that is a reoccurring party. And 2 hours before everyone's supposed to show up, there's flooding because the septic tank is full. You want to know how much an emergency septic pumping on Thanksgiving evening at 3 o'clock is when 100 people are about to show up? Things happen.
Yep.
Nobody anticipated or planned it. So the final segment will go into talking about life happens, adding kids. Let's say we've bought a nice home, small, moderate. Some of these historic homes and districts or mature neighborhoods, we were building under 1,200 square feet in a lot of cases. Let's say we've got a baby on the way and we need a room addition or we've got a home remodel. Let's talk about the remodeling loans that are available for, you know, maybe it's a changing life, or maybe we're just at that age that green linoleum ain't cutting it anymore and it's falling apart and we're going to finally invest in a kitchen remodel. So we'll talk about remodeling finance loans here at Rosie on the House with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending right after this. And Teresa is on standby, 602-959-1233.
595. 602-595-1233.
Did I write something? 595. What'd I say? Don't say what I said because we don't want to get the wrong number again. 595-1233.